Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is your host, Corrine Coco Melvin, and I'm coming to you live from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Hello, hello, hello. November 7th, yes. Oh, gee, it's November already. November 7th. The time has gone back. Hopefully we all have gotten rested with the extra hour that we received today. And I just want to thank you all for being here this evening. I'm just so excited and delighted to be here and to have you all join me this evening. Tonight's going to be a little different. I just hope you all have grabbed yourself a nice hot cup of tea and or coffee. And you're going to sit back and listen to Coco as she reads from her new novel, soon to be released, January 2011, and we're very excited about that. So, yes, grab your tea, as I have mine, so you may hear me sipping from time to time. It's a really cozy evening here in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's chilly outside, but warm inside, and if you're not warm, sip on your tea and your cocoa and or your coffee and join me. Once again, I am your host, Corrine Coco Melvin, coming to you live from Bridgeport, Connecticut. And, yeah, let's get started. Let me tell you a little bit about myself before I get into the book. Those of you who know me, and for those of you who don't know me, I am an author of about four different books, and they all kind of came out around the same time. I'm just this creative person, full of inspiration, full of knowledge, full of fascinating stories, and it's hard for me to just write one book and just kind of focus in on that. I am a self-published author, so I do all my marketing and advertising on my own right now, but if there happens to be a publicist out there listening and tuning in that would be interested in learning more about who I am and my books and things of that nature, you can always reach out to me, and I'll give you my email address, which is, let's say I have so many of them, let's try this one. Let's try Coco Jazzy, that's CocoJazzyArt, Coco Jazzy Art at AOL.com, or Coco at BookABookParty.com. That's BookABookParty.com. Great. Now we got all that business out of the way. Let's get started about this book that has, I'm so excited to talk about this book and share with you my inspiration for the book. You know, it happens to be a topic that is near and dear to all of us. Doesn't matter where you're from or who you are. Everyone wants to talk about the word love. Love is so meaningful. And love means different things to many different people. But this book here, just from listening to stories of people, of women sharing stories of their love, their past loves or current loves or future loves or whatever, I see that it's a topic that needs to be discussed. It really is. The book here is called Love, L-O-V-E, which stands for Leave Out Various Emotions. It's a novel about faith, life, and love. And I'll give you a little intro. This story is about a young woman's spiritual journey and learning a valuable lesson of faith, life, and love. Ashante has yet to learn the true value of leaving out various emotions. In her various relationships, in search for the desires of her heart, Ashanti is blinded by love when she sets her eyes upon a hearing-impaired minister who came into her life and turned it upside down, completely upside down. On the rebound, she meets another man who uses his seductive charm to persuade and woo vulnerable women into his life. Will Ashanti become his sixth victim to love, or will she learn to embrace the faith needed to turn her life around, to get back on track to finding the true meaning of love? Wait until she meets Anna, Katharina, Crystal, Rosalie, and Patricia on Love Lane. What's love got to do with it, ladies? It's got everything to do with it. So I will begin with chapter one. And let me mention, if anyone would like to call in, if they have any questions or anything like that, feel free to do so. Okay? And I hope we're connected here. It looks like I'm having a little bit technical difficulties, but I hope everyone's able to hear me. All right? Here we go. Once again, let me give you the number. The number here is, and it looks like, I hope I'm logged in. Let's see here what's happening here. Let's try this again. Sorry for the silence here. Okay. All right. I was having some technical difficulties. I wasn't sure if I was logged on, but it looks like I'm fine. Let's get ready to do this. The call-in number, once again, is 347-237-5298. That's 347-237-5298. And if you have any questions, you can certainly wait until after the read, and I'll be more than glad to answer any questions. On to chapter one. Chapter one is called Leave Out Various Emotions. As I stood there in my room reflecting on the past, weeping uncontrollably while staring out the window of my waterfront view, I took a deep breath because the pain from the memories of my past love hit me like a ton of bricks. Slowly, I exhaled and cried out loud, squealing like a baby for the first time in over 2 years, questioning, why is love so blind? And why does it hurt so much? Why don't we as women obey the warning signs at the beginning of a relationship so we can avoid moments like this? Why don't we just listen to our intuition? Then, to add insult to injury, we have the audacity to go to God in prayer, asking Him to help us make the man we have chosen become the right man for us, when we know well and good deep down inside that something about this man is just not right. He's too damn good to be true. God did not choose this man for us. We did. Yet, we have decided on our own that he will change in time, with our help, of course. Why don't we just shame the devil and tell the truth? We don't pay attention to the warning signs because we want so much to love and be loved by someone that we don't have time to wait on God to show us what's in store for us. So quite naturally, when a man comes along paying us some type of attention, looking good, seeming to have a little something going on, and oh, Lord, don't let him smell good too, girl, we get excited. We stop thinking clearly, and we throw caution to the wind, not even thinking about how we must take our time to dig a little deeper into his mind, his heart, and his soul. And, girl, don't forget about a background check before falling head over heels into that four-letter word we call L-O-V-E, love, something we as women all long for. I now know what these four letters stand for in the word love. They stand for leave out various emotions. That's right. I found out why I should leave out various emotions in a relationship until I get to know a brother. With that being said, it was time for me to get out and go on with my day because I now know what love stands for. Journey with me as I learn a valuable lesson of faith, life, and L-O-V-E, love. Chapter 2. Love is in the air. It was a clear June afternoon in Connecticut, the summer of 2008. The skies were baby blue, the sun was bright, and it was quite warm with a slight westerly breeze. The aroma of the season for love penetrated fragrantly through the air, smelling of passion fruit and flowers. People were out in droves, smiling as they rode their bicycles, jogging, walking, and talking, enjoying the pleasures of the day. Consequently, I too decided to become part of the spectacular spirit by taking a stroll down Main Street to inhale the vapors of this enchanted summer's day. That morning, when I awakened, I decided it was about time to get out of the house and free my mind of those reoccurring melancholy moods I had been experiencing and allow the sun to dry up those pockets of tears that I had seemed to sporadically flow freely from my eyes lately. I declared, enough was enough. It was time I had moved on and to finally get a handle and a grip on my life. Though I may not have been able to change the outcome of the situation that occurred between me and my ex, I could surely change my situation going forward, and there was no better time like the present. So with those thoughts in mind, I held my head up high, with my shoulders rolled back, and began strutting through the house with attitude, no doubt. Earlier, I had eaten a light breakfast, did some stretches, meditated, prayed, and then took a nice cold shower to cool off my sweaty body. While drying off, I decided to finally listen to my voice messages that I purposely ignored since the day before. Seeing the light flashing on my machine, as though the messages were anxiously waiting to be retrieved, apprehensively, I pressed the play button. And there were two messages. One of these messages was from my sister, Ashara, inviting me to her place of worship later that evening to hear a talk on the Golden Rule to be given by a visiting missionary from South Africa. The other call was his voice. The man who misled me detached my heart and capsized it all at once, leaving it stranded without a paddle in a sea of confusion and distaste for love. But before listening completely to his message, at that moment, I began to feel a hot flash that consumed my entire body. I started sweating from my head to my toes because the sound of his voice was haunting to me, like that feeling when listening to the chilling musical introduction you hear in one of the scariest movies you have ever seen. The music you never forget that penetrates deep in your subconscious when taking a shower in the house alone. You know, that Hitchcock kind of alarm. Swift and definitely determined, I deleted that message as quickly as possible. Then my heart began to pound rapidly with fear flowing through my veins. It was as though the nightmare of that relationship was about to rebound back into my life all over again with a vengeance, along with the deception, disbelief, and distrust I had come to associate with that man. As my emotions were about to fall victim once again, from a distance, a strengthening vibration resonated in my head that was coming to rescue me. That sound penetrated loudly through my radio as I briskly trotted towards the adjacent room to gain composure. Before I lost all sense of discipline that I worked so diligently to command. Mercifully, I heard the sounds of one of my favorite tunes by Mary J. Blige. No more drama in my life. I ran to the radio to turn it up a few notches, and I began twirling around my room, hugging myself with a big smile that was liberating. Within minutes, I had my power back and was re-energized. I had gotten my groove back in full capacity. Finally, I was ready to leave out those fantasies and thoughts of love that seemed to consume my mind on a regular basis. Be gone, I directed, and off I went, cascading out the door like an energized woman ready to live my life like it's golden. Okay, we're on to chapter 3. Once again, if anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-5298. You have tuned in to Embrace Your New Beginnings, your empowerment show with your host, Corinne Coco Melvin, and I'm doing a read from my soon-to-be-released novel, L-O-V-E, Leave Out Various Emotions, which is to be released early, what did I say, June 2011. And I do have a website. I am taking like pre-orders for the book. My website is designsbycoco.com, and let me spell that for you, designsbycoco.com. There on the website, you will find out, you can read up on some of the other books that I have written as well. But let's get back to the final chapter. I'm going to read chapter 3, and possibly I may tap into chapter 4. I'm not sure, but let's see. I have about 12 minutes left, so I'm just going to try to give you what I can give you in this time frame. I thank you all for tuning in, and I thank you for listening. Chapter 3, Love on Main Street. I had no idea the walk down Main Street, which was about a block away from my townhouse, would allow me to put the past behind and emerge with a new view of life and a thirst that would change my perspective on the love I always wanted to embrace in my life. What happened to me? Stopping in all the beautiful shops along my excursion, my first stop was Carol's Daughter, one of my favorite places to shop. It's a heavenly scented aromatic shop with all sorts of natural fragrances, body cleansing lotions, exfoliates, and creams. Girl, that almond cookie cleansing set was sitting there on top of the shelf and level eyes view with a beautiful bow on it, just waiting for me to pick it up, and I did. After I tried on some of the other new scents, I assessed my damage, signed a sales slip, and then it was time to move on from there to my next shop, or my next stop. At this point, needless to say, I was already beginning to feel great, strutting down the street all scented up. Next, I made a stop at every lady's secret store to purchase the latest lingerie, because after all, I love to slide into those silk flowing gowns and sassy undergarments that make me feel like a sexy beauty queen. After leaving there, it was off to the floral shop. However, I didn't stay there long because I already smelled like a fresh bouquet of fragrances with all the creams I had applied on my skin at Carol's. So I just picked up a single white rose to signify my devotion to finding happiness in my life. From there, I continued my afternoon stroll, feeling absolutely divine. This was my day, and shopping was the best medicine because it made me feel so brand new. Trust me, I was not going to let anything or anyone, for that matter, interrupt this lovely day I was having. Right then, my cell phone had the nerve to ring. But I didn't even bother checking to see who it was, because in my mind, I was focused on only me that day. Continuing my walk further down the street, smiling and feeling great, I suddenly noticed a big, bright, masculine body of light walking towards me. My eyes opened so wide behind those foster grants I was wearing, I felt they would pop out of my head, let alone the sockets. My sunshades were definitely about to melt off my face because the rays illuminating from this body blew my entire mind as it rose right up before my eyes. Needless to say, those foster grants were doing very little to protect the light I'd seen. Astonished by the vision and what was left of my rose-colored lenses, I began to sweat profusely. Is it true what I saw, or was it an optical illusion? I questioned inwardly as I pinched myself. My eyes focused upon the brilliance of a tall, fine, attractive man. He stood about 6 feet in height, looking like Moses ready to part the Red Sea. He wore brown leather sandals with pure white linen pants, which swayed fully to the bottom of his perfectly rounded heels. When he walked, he carried a strong air of confidence and sophistication. The white body shirt he wore looked as though it had melted on those strong, muscular, bound arms of his, like melted marshmallows on a graham cracker. Girl! And he headed straight in my direction on the same side of the street. I had to catch my breath, because the sight of this man was absolutely breathtaking. I thought I was seeing things. The expectancy was running so high, I had to stop right there in front of the bookstore to look in the window to avoid direct eye contact with this stunning being. The way I was carrying on, you would have thought I actually saw a meteorite fall from the sky and land right before me. Feeling flushed and amazed, I stared in the window of the bookstore, trying to keep my mind occupied with something other than what was actually happening. Impulsively, I was struck by the spirit of this electrifying specimen, looking like he just walked off the runway of GQ. Yes, there he was standing right beside me, looking in the window. My heart began pounding like a steel drum in a Caribbean parade. It echoed and vibrated out of control. I wondered if he felt the vibration of my heartbeat bouncing off the glass like a high-end Bose speaker. When this man spoke, my heart paused, and everything around me became so quiet and still, you could hear a pin drop from clear across the street. He began uttering something about the books showcased in the window. I really didn't think he was speaking to me. Quite frankly, I was praying that he wasn't, because I knew if I exhaled the air that I had been holding in and took the chance to open my mouth to speak, the outcome would be sounds of a babbling idiot out of control. But of course he was talking to me. Though for a second I had to look around to be certain there was no one other to whom he could have been talking to. When I noticed there wasn't anyone, I closed my eyes and counted to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I took a deep breath before I fainted. Coming through, I asked myself, what's happening to me? Then I smiled, because I was glad to know I was still conscious. At that point, he cleared his throat and began, and speaking directly to me, he said, good afternoon. Straight away, I said to myself, yes, I'm alive, and thank God, so is he. He looked at me in a rather peculiar manner. It must have been those neon lights flashing on my forehead with the words, "Oh yeah, baby," written all over it, which of course was a dead giveaway about what was going on inside. What in the world was going on with me? What was wrong with me? This man only said a good afternoon, yet I couldn't get a single word out of my mouth to even make a reply, for my throat was dried as stale crackers. I didn't respond, so he again said, "Good afternoon, mademoiselle." Then he paused for a moment as to give me some time to catch my breath. But before I could, he kept right on talking about how great the book was that he had pointed out in the window. Finally, after what seemed to be moments of complete insanity, I pulled it together and managed to open my mouth wide enough to reply, "Good afternoon," back to him. But that was after the struggle of forcing my tongue from down my throat. Albeit, the book he was referring to was The Audacity of Hope by President Barack Obama. He asked if I had read it, and I told him, yes, as a matter of fact, I have. A woman who worked in a bookstore had come out to ask if I was looking for something in particular. With a smirk, I said, no, not at the moment, and kindly thanked her as she went back inside. I was glad she had come out because this put a temporary imposed space between me and this man. He was getting so close up on me that I distinctly remembered the smell of Sean Combs' cologne, I Am Keen, emitting from his body. The scent was so potent, it was as if P. Diddy himself was there personally spraying it on his cut form. The scent and the sights of this fine specimen were absolutely driving me crazy. That's when I decided I better slide over to the next window to get some distance between us so I could breathe fresh air into my lungs once again from being totally intoxicated with excitement. I wasn't sure if I was necessarily excited from sniffing the vapors of this man's cologne as much as I was from the essence of his entire existence. Inside my head, I pleaded, go away, leave me alone, please. What I didn't need to do was to lose complete control of my faculties. But of course, that had already taken place. What did you like about the book? He continued asking. I started to stutter, just as I knew I would. He interceded with a crafty grin on his face, which formed at the corner of those voluptuous lips, and he said, well, you did read the book, right? Together we both broke out laughing, which momentarily broke the ice until nervously I dropped my rose. As we both went down to pick it up simultaneously, we bumped heads. Eureka! It just made me drop all my bags, forgetting I had any of them in my hands, and it didn't help getting another whiff of his cologne and a grand preview of his full body. I'm going to stop reading the book right there because I only have 1 minute left. If anyone would like to continue reading the next chapter, I do have it on a website called it's www.bridgeportword.com. That's BRIDGEPORTWORD.com. I would like to hear from you all too. I'd like for you to share your thoughts with me about the book, and you can email me at coco@bookabookparty.com. That's coco@bookabookparty.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening to Embrace Your New Beginnings, your empowerment show. Listen to my show on a regular basis as I have some very exciting people sharing some exciting stories, their personal stories of trials and tribulations and overcoming obstacles. And I'm always looking for great stories. So I want to say to those that new beginnings is the point of time or space at which anything begins. So begin to realize, begin to release, begin to recover so you could begin to live, laugh, and love. Thank you once again for tuning into my show. Have a great evening.